You're listening to SBS News.
Australia is finding strategic strength in numbers, developing closer ties with a near neighbour, along with military might. Indonesia's Defence Minister, Prabowo Subianto, is celebrating the new commitment.
Indonesian units to be training together with Australia in the training areas of Australia. I think this is a historical first.
While Australia's Defence Minister, Peter Dutton, emphasised its importance in increasing regional safety.
Indonesia and Australia must focus on strengthening our partnership. Indonesia and Australia must become the anchors for cooperation in the Indo-Pacific region.
The two nations have confirmed joint military exercises on home soil, but it sparked concern among some human rights groups. Elaine Pearson, the Australian Director of Human Rights Watch, is calling for strict security vetting for those who are allowed to take part.
Australia really needs to be quite realistic about the potential for those who've been implicated in human rights abuses, you know, to be participants in Australian training programs and to ensure that that does not occur.
The relationship between the nations has enjoyed great highs, but international security expert Professor John Blaxland says it hasn't always been stable.
Australia-Indonesia relationships have been a bit like a game of snakes and ladders. You go incrementally up the ladder and then something happens and you go down.
Professor Blaxland says some of the most sensitive issues have included actions in West Papua, clemency calls and espionage.
We keep on poking Indonesia in the eye over a range of issues, inadvertently, overwhelmingly, but we do so in a clod-hopping way that speaks to our lack of understanding, our lack of cultural sensitivity, our lack of knowledge.
Striking the right balance has never been more important, with Foreign Minister Maurice Payne expressing concerns the fall of Afghanistan to the Taliban could drive terrorist cells in the Indo-Pacific to the surface again.
We cannot allow Afghanistan to be a breeding ground or a training ground for terrorism ever again. Not as an international community, not as individual nations, and not as a region.
This week, SBS World News directly challenged the Taliban on its association with terrorism. They said attacks to other nations should be condemned and that Daesh is not in Afghanistan. But Foreign Minister Maurice Payne remains cautious.
We'll continue to work with Indonesia and other international partners to hold the Taliban to account. They've asked for respect. Well, in my book, respect is something that you have to earn.
Krishani Danji, SBS News.
We'll be right back.